Hagotan Ha Shalom Shalom Avrocha Lachal Yedideinu Ayikorim. We are up the threshold, a new Shabbos, a new Chodesh, a very special time of the year in the Hachon of Shavuos. And poked at this stage that we're up to in the approach, the Erev Chodesh Sivan, we all know the famous Inyonim of the Tfilas Hashlo and all that's associated with it, of the special time that we have to daven for the Hatzlach of the children, of the families, of Chinuch. And it's something which is particularly relevant at this time, as though the children are close to home, in Yonim of finding the right way to be Mechanach the families, Be'ez Hashem. There's a special inyan about this, associated with this, which is very much on my mind and I'd like to share with the Kehillah. And that's also the part of the inyonim which are associated to the Tfilas Hashlo. It's an inyan which is considered relevant with us. And that's the inyan of Shiduchim, which Rabbi Shem should help us all, that everybody should be zeicha to be able to make Shiduchim happily, benachas. But it's an inyan which even before the recent close down has overcome a lot of what we're doing, Klal Yisrael need a lot of rachmim for it. There's many choshev ameidlach and choshev abochrim who are waiting for their zirgug hogun. It's one of the nisyonos of our generation, this sugya. And it's a time where I feel, Bamas, I'd just like to share a bakosha that we should have in mind for the eigene kinder, and it's never too early to daven for the shidduchim of your own children and for those whose relevant grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Be'ez Hashem. However old they are, it's something which Kaseida one needs to have on the front of our minds in tefillah. But besides the nyonim of tefillah, which is besides alongside which is the main koyach that we have, ikar tzlocha for shiduchim is taka the koyach tefillah with which we apply ourselves kaseida. But also, I'd like to say that I'd like the olam b'emes to have it in mind on a practical oifen, practical basis in two ways. For those who have themselves children shiduchim, should allow themselves, if there are any calls in their direction, to take them seriously, to get involved. People recently have struggled a lot with the mindset of being able to look beyond just a very closed home. But Emes is that it's something we should like to encourage for those who it's relevant and for those who have that opportunity to get out, to see whatever may be relevant for you, to be able to forward the sugya, which is relevant for children that you have at home, to get positively involved and be forward about it. But Chamoichein, I'd also like to ask that we should also be proactive with this in thinking and caring for others. I'd like even Emes that the Kilo should have dedicated people who are isik with this properly. Kaseida and Yonayolim from Shidochim and Yonayolim Shadchonim, and people are out there thinking. There's many Bochim around, there's lists of Bochim who are around us, Kaseida, specifically at the moment, because of the people that have not been able to travel back to the yeshivas. Abu Bechlal, there's Belay and Hora, Grisa, Kvutas, Klal Yisrael, Bochram, and Medlach, and I'd like the people who have them in mind, whether it's an individual idea that you have, you shouldn't be embarrassed to pick up a phone and to make a suggestion. Nobody, I'd also like to say, people have suggestions coming your direction, should never be embarrassed about anything that people suggest. You don't take it personally, it's not an emotional sugi, it's just something which we need to do, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo will help us all to get to where we need to get to. But we need to encourage people to make suggestions, and we need to make bekabel the suggestions and take them for whatever, objectively, the way we feel that, whether they're relevant or not. But Ike, I want to be mechazik. I mentioned that on Isik Zayin, people should try and think, and people should apply themselves seriously and work out what they can do to help others in this. And I'd like it to degenerate within our Bein Yedideinu, that kind of activity, that kind of, we should all be proactive in thinking of ways in which we can have other people in mind. As I say, yada in a kenepas ton mestoma, in thinking about how you can help others. Often machshovas come and we think and we can't be bothered, or we don't want to for one reason or another. But it's something that, as I say, that's not the way we should perhaps approach this. I'd like people to be bothered, whether themselves they want to make suggestions or whether they want to get people who perhaps can have a more organized way deal with this. And I'd like to ask everybody in the Kehillah to apply their minds as how they think that we can do this perhaps in a Masudadika Oifen, in a way that Be'ez Hashem would bring a bracha to Klal Yisrael, the bracha vet kumen through our tefillahs and through our care for others. And that's one of the yoni which at this time of the year, especially about Alamol, is something which Be'ez Hashem, Mespal Shvat, for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, also Marachim Zayin, to make it leichter in Ala Yiddish Shtuba. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zalman helfen taka that everybody should be megadol the children, tzvnachas the kedusha elach a kinder. They should see them growing up the way that the Rabbeinu Shlomo and they wish. They should be able to bring them easily and happily under the chuppah, and they should continue with hatzlocha, with the shalom bayis. They should continue beis Hashem to build their own families happily and healthily. That's the bakoshas, which are very much concentrated in what the tefillah hashloah is all about, and what tefillah is generally all about, and what this tekufa of erev Chodesh Sivan calls for. But I said just one or two machshavas, perhaps b'hai in yona to begin with. There's a medrash at the beginning of this week's parasha, which is associated with the inyan of hatzlocha of the kinder, building families, and that's the yalkut says the following. It's a yalkut which ties in chinuch with Kabbalah Satorah, perhaps. State b'shor shekibli Yisrael es hatorah. I'm just reading out the yalkut. For those who want to look at it inside, it's the second piece b'emes tarpad ois in yalkut shemoni and bamidbar. State b'shor shekibli Yisrael es hatorah niskanu umas ha'olam bohen. Ma'ar ro'ol iskarav Yosef ele umos. The umas ha'olam were jealous of Kal Yisrael that they were zeichet to Kabbalah Satorah. Sosam. Just like to be mekatzer about this, it's a medrash which is quite famous. Sosam piyem haKodesh Baruch Hu amalahen heviulei sefer yuchsin shalachem. Bring your birth certificates, bring your yichus, who your father and zaydas were. Bring it and supply. You're coming with tainas. You're jealous. They were zeichet to Torah. You weren't zeichet to Torah. Rabbi Yisraelim kept them quiet and he says, "Let's see where you come from." And the medrash, the Alka goes on to bring the sukkah shenema hovol Hashem mishpachos amim. The Mishpachos Amim had to present their genealogy, their roots, where the family sources. Kishem Shebonai Mivin, Shenema Vayisyal Dal Mishpachosim Leveis Aboisim. That's a pasuk in this week's parasha. The Inyan of Klal Yisrael identifying with their families Leveis Aboisim. The emphasis is as the Medrash is a great pella for two reasons. A, because what kind of a protector is this? Those who are miyuchosim, those who come from greiser yichas, are their zeicher to favoritism, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives them Torah, not others. A. And B, a greiser, the greiser peller is, everybody knows the famous question, that Lamaisa the Rebbeinu Shalom offered the Torah to all the Umas Ha'ilam. Everybody knows the Chazal Rashi in the beginning of the Zeis HaBrocha. Al Adesiv al Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went L'chol Umas Ha'ilam, and he offered them the Torah. And they're all asked, each one of them individually, Maksivbe, one didn't want it for this reason, one didn't want to take the commitment for another reason. Oh, but they were offered the Torah like Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael said, Nasev and Ishma, they had the inspiration to want unconditionally, which is not what they did. So what says Kina? What says the Umas Ha'olam are jealous? My role, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show favoritism to give it to Klal Yisrael? So what's the question? The posing if they had the chance, and what's the answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Aviyel Yisefer Yichasecha. Well, we once said, we mentioned this in the past, just in a very relevant, always in the Seder of Chinuch, to remind ourselves. And the pshat is perhaps azoy. The pshat is that, I probably heard this once, but it's about to give a machshov in this medrash. Avada, the Umas Ha'olam were given a chance. Because I'll tell us, it's clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu go around to everybody and gave them an equal opportunity to be Mekabel Torah. But they didn't have the understanding, the inspiration, the value to try and understand this Nasev and Ishma, to want to accept Torah, to realize the big privilege they had to be Mekayim Ritzon Hashem. And Klal Yisrael did. And that's good for what they were Mekana. They were Mekana. Why did Klal Yisrael just say Nasev and Ishma? And why did they not understand to have that kind of attitude, that kind of seichel, that kind of appreciation? Where they're falling short of Klal Yisrael's attitude, that they were Mekana, the attitude of Klal Yisrael, for which they were Mekabel Torah. You want to know why? You see where you come from, where they come from. Klal Yisrael come from Avos HaKadoshim, Klal Yisrael from Koras of Kedusha, of Koras, where the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu was what their whole life was all about. That's why their children have the inspiration to want to do Nasev and Ishma. You look who you're, each one of the Umas Ha'olam, look who the Shoresh of your Zayda was, Yishmael and Esau, Vachadoyim, each one what it was, each one because of his own tithes and because of his own interests, turned his back on Kirvus Elohim, on Kedusha. And that's why you didn't understand to take the Torah because of the Na'at. They didn't want to, didn't understand to have this unconditional commitment to be Mekayim Ritzon Hashem, but Mike Sivbei, is it what I want for my interests or is it not? As Akivalti, the Taich, the Medrash is explaining, why? What was the reason why Klal Yisrael understood to be Mekabel Torah the way they did and the Umas didn't? And that's because of Ma'aseh Aviseihem. That's because the Shoresh from where they came from. And that's a very important yesod. We talk b'chol about chinuch. B'frat, as I say, it's this times of the year, the shloah, b'chadoyim, but it's relevant, agantz eleven. The inyan from kenu mechanuch zayin, to be able to try and bring the right ruach, is very much on v'yisyaldo, b'shbechoysim l'veis avoysom, how much we ourselves, elevate ourselves to a life of Kedusha. We dedicate ourselves to what's right. We put ourselves out to doing the right thing in whichever area we want standards from our children. We don't want them to be doing certain activities, but we have to ask ourselves how much we're doing these activities. We want them to be dovuk in the Yonim, from Torah, from Yerushalayim, from Midas Tevis, etc. We have to ask ourselves, is this where we are up to in order that we can hope and we can expect, and Beis Hashem, we can look forward to seeing the Hatzlocha of the future. Heviru Sefer Yechuseichem is with the Kabbalah, the Hagdoma to Kabbalah Satorah, and that's the way Torah is Nimsar, and that's the way the Kedusha, and that's the way the Derech and Avedas Hashem continues always. And those within ourselves, we manage to find that elevation, we can control what we do, then we can expect our children to control what they do. And we can be medavik ourselves with Unzer Hasmodah, with Unzer Kirchat Tfilah, Visidav Tzayin, then Beis Hashem, we can expect them to have that Rotzen, and we can expect Beis Hashem that they should be able to continue with these Hasogas. That's a very important yesod in Kiddusha, in Chinuch, which is Nulmad from the Yalkut in this week's parasha. There's one other thing I'd like to mention, a Gevaltike, Rabbeinu Bachaye, something beautiful, Taich from Amedrash at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbo. I would be marked in parts with Inyona de Yoyma, a little bit of a Shvuas de Keshaila, the Weltfrek da Kasha. Why is it that we make the Yontav of Kabbalah Satoira on Shvuas? L'chayra, it would have been more relevant to make it on Yom Kippur time. Why? Because the Luchas Rishonis were broken. There was nothing left of the Torah that we were makabel on Shavuos. There was a second Luchas, which were given a second time, which were the Luchas which remained. So l'chayra, the Yontav of Kabbalah Satoyah should be that which remained with us, which was those Luchas which were given from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, not those which were broken on Shavuos. We're celebrating a broken kind of union. Rabbi said, I want to be makdim the terrace to this in one word is the following. What happened on Shavuos was that there was a one-time commitment, the grace of chasna, which is what we all talk about, the chasna of Shavuos, the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. We prepare themselves, Rabbi said, in the coming days, like we prepare for the emes of chasna, with the simcha for the chasna. Many times we've spoken about it, and perhaps Beis Hashem will develop this and remind ourselves of this yisoid again. But what happened on Shavuos was a one-time commitment through Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael, to each other, which was something which could never be taken away. Ribbono Shel Olam took Lakachtem Eschem, Lakachti Eschem Lila'om, which refers to Kabbalah Satorah, the final stage in the Geula. You will be for me, my nation, in betrothal, the Velt Zok Davor, the Vort Li, is the Hariat Mekudeshes Li, Lakachtem Eschem, Lakachti Eschem Lila'om, refers to this betrothal, which means the connection of Avo, and the connection which Ribbono Shel Olam took Klal Yisrael through the Torah. The Torah is that medium which brought this gevaltig association between Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. The Lakachti Eschem Lila'om, that was by Shavuos. That was something which never changed. That was a commitment that Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're yours to be mine, and to be my Torah, my mitzvahs for always. What happened after that was, there was a strain in the relationship because Klal Yisrael weren't deserving, they weren't roy, they didn't behave, and they were deserving of whatever the consequences of Egel was. But when Klal Yisrael did tshuva, and when Klal Yisrael came back and wanted to be Mekabel Torah, Klal Yisrael ultimately always had the schus that they can be connected, that they can come back because of the commitment of Shavuos. Shavuos is something where the Ribbono Shel Olam was committed to Klal Yisrael for always. It was an eternal commitment that Klal Yisrael is an alamol mine and always korov to me. Klal Yisrael value it, uchalila when they don't, but ultimately they can come back and ultimately they can reconnect to this bris that was given. It's a bris which can never be broken. Dos vosigven luchas shnias and yom kippur. It wasn't a new bris. It wasn't a new commitment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. It was revisiting the old commitment. It was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already committed himself to Klal Yisrael at Shavuos. And that was a commitment from which Ribbono Shel Olam never wants to and is able to release himself Kavo Yochel, that allowed an opportunity of Luchos Shniyos when Klal Yisrael wanted to come back to be able to reconnect. But it was connecting to the commitment of old, which can never be taken away from Klal Yisrael. Those are the emes, and that's what the Yontav of Shavuos is. About that, we have to appreciate it, we have to want it. Cholila, sometimes we can lose our way from this commitment, but we're always tied and we're always able to find our way back. And Ribbono Shel Olam is always there to embrace us again through the Torah HaKadosha, because that's what happened on Shavuos for always. That's why the yontiv is a shvuas dike yontiv. V'amas ha-shteit ha-chazal amoyri dike medrash in this week's parasha. State the, in fact, just to be moisif, and Rechaim HaKodesh state that the reason why yontiv of chag ha-shavuos pashtus, it means weeks, shavuos, but it can also be read shavuos. Shavuos is oaths. So Rechaim HaKodesh was a yontiv of two oaths. The oath of the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael that you are mine, and the oath of the Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam is theirs, never to be changed. That oath, those shvuos, the kaim la'olam, the betrothal, the shteiches, the commitment, the connection, the chtoirah kdosh, as the gevaltik, is the greatest yontiv that there can be, and is a yontiv, as the posuk says, v'loy posak, something which never stops, it's never removed, and never can be taken away. Within the relationship, Klal Yisrael have to value it. And that, unfortunately, as I by the eagle, they lost their way until they returned. But the commitment is always there. Zok the medrash, Rabbi Samir the medrash, state the Rabbeinu Bachai about the connection between Bamidbar, beginning of Bamidbar and the end of Vayikra. We know that the Sifrei Kodesh read, follow into each other, feed into each other. The end of Bereishis talks about Yosef, Misas Yosef. The beginning of Shmos talks about after the Misas Yosef, the Shibud. The end of Shmos talks about Komas HaMishkon, begins Vayikra, the Seder Korbonos. How does the end of Vayikra feed into Bamidbar? Zot the Medrash, I'm just going to read you the following. If those who want to find this, Rabbeinu Bachai, the end of Posuk Aleph, I heard this quoted and I just want to share it with you. Umash and Nismachor Parashazu shall Choymash HaPikudim, the Parashas Tumura, the end of Parashas Buchakoyse is the Parash of Tumura. What's the Shaychas? Chumash HaPikudim, the Tumura. Omru Bamedrash Lelamedcho. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechid Ve'in Tmura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is single, is a Meyuchud. Ve'in Tmura, there's no second, there's no anybody who can compare himself in any way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cholila, no Tmura, replacement, or anything. Doima, Shenemar. In Kodosh, Kashem Elokeinu, Ke'en Biltecha, Ein Kelokeinu. There's no such thing as any kind of Dimui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kach. So it's not Shaykh Tmura by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's no Koyach Bichlal which can compare itself. Kach lo yomer Yisrael bu'uma acheres. The Ribbono Shel Olam will not exchange Klal Yisrael for any other Umma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid and Bo'ilomoy, which has no comparable and cannot be exchanged. Klal Yisrael are also Meyuchid bein Umayis and have no comparable and cannot be exchanged to anybody else. V'zeh shakos of doi dili v'ani loy. The Ribbono Shel Olam is to us and we are to him. Ani kodesh v'atem kedoshim. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, al temiruni, gevaltik, a beautiful lashon of Chazal. Do not try and exchange me, your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for any other interest. Kesheim she'en ani meimer eschem. Just like I don't switch you for anyone else, the Ribbono Shel Olam's interest in Klal Yisrael and connection and hashgacha and care and the dveikus to Klal Yisrael is something which is built in nifzak and will never be exchanged and never be diluted. The Ribbono Shel Olam, but that's for two ways. The Isser of Tmura. Tmura means to take a behemoth of Kochim and try and switch it for something else. Atem kruyim tzoyin kishen shem emirim behema kach eini meimer eschem. That's the Lashon of a Medrash, which is built at the beginning of this parasha. That's the Sheikhs of Bamidbar to the Sheikhs of Tmura. The Chashivas of Klal Yisrael is such to Ribbono Shel Olam that they can never be exchanged. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, in the same way, your commitment to me, al temiruni, don't look to find anything else in your life other than dveikus, because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't look for anything else other than the interest of Hashgacha of Klal Yisrael. It's a beautiful vater from the Medrash of the Sheikhs of Parshas Bamidbar to Sheikhs B'chukosai. And that's what remembers the teichen of the yontiv, what the yontiv of Shavuos is, that the yontiv of this commitment, the yontiv of this connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu named Klal Yisrael, and we find this privilege, that's the nas of an ishma, that's our schus to be connected, to be able to have this schus of kima toira, the schus of limada toira, the schus of having the only focus that we're interested in is in Ribbono Shel Olam, la'afuke, anything else that there is, bechlal, and Ribbono Shel Olam similarly is interested in Klal Yisrael is the same. The Ribbono Shel Olam is on his hofen, Rabbi Yisrael, Beis Hashem, next week perhaps we'll develop other inyonim of Havshaychus to the Yontav of Shuas, or Bechmei Messiah and Apsicha, the Ribbono Shel Olam is on his hofen, that we should see Nachas, we should elevate ourselves, and in that way, Beis Hashem, we should see inspiration, we should see Kedusha, we should see Hatzlocha by our Zerah Kinder. So then, Agris HaShefa, we'd like to hear Mehayoyim HaShefa, for the Yonim of people should look out there positively to be able to see Hatzlocha of the children, and if it's particularly for those Israelis, the Yadav Shaduchim, we should start to hear Beis Hashem Simchas and Simchas Ba'ala, and we should be out there proactively to any way which we can think and put it on our mind and focus our interest and interest with others in this Inyan, and like there is another Inyanim, and we should Beis Hashem be Zeicha to help others and to see Simchas Ba'ala, so Zana Zisa Chodesh, so Zana Gebench to Chodesh, And where the Yom Tov of Shavuos should be something which we prepare ourselves in a meaningful way and to be zeichet to see Shaychas HaTorah on Allah Bichas HaTorah, Allah Simchas HaTorah, Agud Chodesh, Agud Shabbos, on Agus HaHatzlacha G'dayla for everybody. Looking forward, Be'ez Hashem, to be able to continue, hopefully to be able to meet each other, Mekorov, to hear good things that Inuf on the Tzveta Alamo.